These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Barbara, I'm 60, customer care assistant from Liverpool.
I'm Thomas, I'm 21, a radio producer originally from Winchester.
I'm Michelle, I'm 48, an NHS administrator from Hertfordshire.
I'm David, I'm 78, I'm a retired depot manager from Huddersfield.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. They make it back, though. They go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Barbara. Welcome to the show, Barbara.
Thanks, Barbara.
From Liverpool.
Yes.
A customer care...
assistant.
Assistant.
Yeah.
What is that?
I deal with any problems that people have. They ring me up and complain, basically.
Oh, what, you work for a department store or something?
No, I work for an online shopping channel, a TV channel.
OK, all right, what do you get up to in your spare time?
Well, I like to knit, but I tend to start things and not finish them.
OK.
Quizzes of any kind.
Yeah.
I watch,
yeah,
okay. You know, much as I can.
Cool.
Mostly I spend time with my grandchildren, Bradley.
Oh, OK, yeah. Good for you. All right, and how many grandkids you got?
Six.
All right, so six. How many children do you have, first?
Five daughters.
Crikey. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That must have been a nightmare for your husband in the bathroom in the morning. Terrible.
Don't feel sorry for him.
Oh, OK. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd love to go on a river cruise, Bradley.
Who would you go with?
My husband, John.
What's his name? John.
John.
Right, yeah. Let's get you and John, Barbara, on a cruise. This is the cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
Yes.
Barbara, good luck. Your time starts now. What poultry product follows bad to mean someone with a disreputable character?
Egg.
Correct. How many different elements combine to produce the gas carbon dioxide?
Two.
Correct. Daniel Defoe's 1722 novel was The Fortunes and Misfortunes of the Famous Who?
Pass.
Moll Flanders. The golden raspberries are usually given the day before what other film awards?
Pass.
Oscars. In the NATO phonetic alphabet, Romeo Alpha Tango spells out what animal?
Rat.
Correct. Published over 40 years after his death, which American wrote The Sea Is My Brother?
Pass.
Jack Kerouac. What colour is the straight diagonal line on the no right turn road sign?
Black.
Red. The first UK census of the 21st century was held in what year?
2002.
2001. The Clyde Auditorium is a concert venue in what British city?
Glasgow.
Correct. There's crosses on the map to show where treasure is. Barbara, £4,000. Let's try and make some more when we get to the table. It is now time, Barbara, for you to face a chaser. But who will you be up against today? Could it be the beast, Mark Lebet, so big when he went to Greece, Rhodes, got a new colossus? Perhaps it could be the barrister, Sean Wallace. He's been telling me about his most interesting briefs and his matching socks. Could it be the new chaser, Jenny the Vixen Ryan? Her hourglass figure should give you a three-minute warning. Or what about the cinnamon, Paul Sinner? His quizzing is great, his smugness is grating. Or maybe it's the governor, Sam Hegarty. She's one step behind contestants and one step ahead of the FBI. Barbara, who are you going to take on?
I think I'd like to take Sean on.
Sean?
Sean.
Why yeah. Sean?
I don't think he's as tough as he looks. I think he's a big softy, really.
Time?
At heart.
Really?
Yep.
Time to bring on the chaser. Ooh, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Here he comes, the man mountain of bats, thumping across the bridge. It is the beast, Mark Lebet.
Good afternoon, Barbara.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Sean, a big softy.
Yeah.
Well, he keeps claiming to be, but none of us have stayed awake long enough to find out.
Let's put some money onto the table. There we are, £4,000, three steps ahead of the chaser. You can change your starting position now if you wish, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£400.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
This is a very good multiplier. £24,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. David.
What do you think,
well,
team?
Well, I would feel comfortable with you going for the four.
Right.
but 24 is great.
It is indeed. Michelle?
I think stick with the four, Barbara. Come back with the 4,000.
Thomas?
I think we need the money. Stick with the 4,000.
OK.
Thank you, team. 400, 4 grand, 24,000. What'll it be?
I think I'll stick to the 4,000, Bradley.
4 grand
is what I've earned.
No worries, Barbara. Yep. I think that's good. Chaser?
Understandable. But by the time I finish with you, the only river cruise you'll be able to afford is a ferry across the Mersey.
Barbara, for 4 grand, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. What type of food is a mangosteen? A, fish. B, fruit. C, fungus. You've put fruit.
I think it's a fruit. I think that's right. I don't think it's the other two.
Correct answer is? Fruit is correct. Step close home. Well played. Chase has put. Yeah, goes wrong with fish. Getting mixed up with langoustine.
It's my little maxim. If in doubt, it's always a fish. But not here.
Here's your next question. Which of the Queen's grandsons celebrated his 21st birthday in 2005? A, Prince William. B, Peter Phillips. C, Prince Harry. You've put Prince Harry.
I think it might have been William now.
Correct.
Not Peter Phillips, certainly. He's older than that.
Correct answer is... Oh, well played. Do you know what? I was thinking then, William, 2005. OK, step close home. Well done. Chase has put.
Thank you.
Yeah, it goes right with Harry.
Well, Harry born in 1984, William in 82, and Peter Phillips 77 around then.
Right, thank you. Here's your next question. Which of these birds does not feature in the name of an NFL American football team? A, doves. B, eagles. C, falcons. You've put doves.
I think so. I think the other two I've heard of in the names of teams. Yeah.
Correct answer is... Doves is correct. Well played. Step closer home. Chase has put. He'll get this, of course. And does the other teams being...
Philadelphia Eagles, Atlanta Falcons. You could have had Seattle Seahawks. There's a whole host of bird-related ones.
OK. Here's your next question. In 2014, what became a legal requirement for gondolas in Venice? A, fare meters. B, safety rails. C, number plates. You've put number plates.
I don't think it's fare meters. But I could be wrong, Bradley. That really was a guess. I'm not certain about that.
The correct answer is... Number plates it is. How about that? Step close to home, well played. Chaser has put. Goes wrong with fare meters. One more on your home. Look at the game open up. Could have gone for 24 grand. We're five ahead, for goodness sake.
I know.
Where are you? Where are you?
You love this bit.
Where are you? Hey, down here. Here's your next question. The Benjamin Britten opera Billy Budd is based on a novella by which author? A, F. Scott Fitzgerald. B, Herman Melville. Or C, Gore Vidal. You've put Herman Melville.
I don't think it was Gore Vidal. I think it was just a choice between the other two, and I really wasn't certain.
If we get this right, you'd have had four goes at 24 grand.
I know, Bradley, I know.
Correct answer is... What just happened?
Easy.
Yeah.
She guessed hers, I didn't guess mine.
There you are. Well, you're straight through. Well done, you.
Thanks, Bradley.
Well done, you.
Thank you.
Whooped him by five. Brilliant, well played. Next to face the chaser, it's Thomas. Welcome to the show, Thomas. You are a radio producer.
Yes.
On what, local radio? Or...
I'm freelancing at the moment, so I'm kind of all over the place, but mainly working at Classic FM at the moment. Helping out with the Weekend More Music Breakfast Show.
I listen to it all the time.
Glad to hear.
Right, Thomas, what do you get up to in your spare time?
I'm a bit of a fitness freak. I mean, in 2013, I lost 4 stone. And then the year after that, I ran a couple of marathons. And now I'm just trying to keep up the fitness, doing about 10K, 5K.
Hang on, whoa. How long did it take to lose 4 stone?
From January to December.
That's good. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd like to get some more running gear, because a lot of it's still quite oversized.
Of course. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, good luck, mate. Your time starts now. A male ostrich is mostly black with what colour plume in its wings and tail?
White.
Correct. Lens, Lens is a segment in the result show of what TV competition?
Through the Keyhole.
Strictly Come Dancing. Jamie Carragher played over 500 league games for what football club?
Bolton FC.
Liverpool. Katy Perry was born in the middle of what decade?
80s.
Correct. Boris Johnson is a former president of what university's union?
University College London.
Oxford. In 2001, Peter Carey won a second Booker Prize for a novel about which outlaw?
Pass.
Ned Kelly. Fly dragging, dredging and creeling are working methods used in what industry?
Fishing.
Correct. Heliopolis was an ancient city in what country?
Greece.
No, Egypt. In 1993, the cartoon Beavis and Butthead was launched on what TV channel?
MTV.
Correct. The Art of the Brick exhibition featured sculptures...
Lego.
Correct. What is the first name of the actress' daughter, a film director? No time to get there for you. Some great answers there, Thomas. Brilliant. $5,000. Happy with that?
Yeah, not bad.
I should say so. Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Thomas.
Hi, Mark.
Well, you may have lost 4 stone recently, but quizzing-wise, the rest of you is pretty much dead weight as well.
Ooh, take no notice.
All lowbrow stuff, nothing highbrow.
Don't let him rattle you. We'll put some money on the table. I thought you played well. $5,000. If you want to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you.
£500.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he'll offer you...
Come up and play. £35,000.
Have a chat with your team. Oh, yeah. OK, David.
That's a tempting offer, is that? I thought you did very well. But if you're more comfortable going with the 5,000, go for that.
Absolutely. Michelle?
I would say go for the 5 and come back here because you were great, so we need you back here.
OK, Barbara, you thrashed him. What do you say?
Well, I think if you feel confident enough, Thomas, go for the bigger offer. But, you know, we'd like you back here because you know things that... We probably don't.
Thank you, team. 500, 5 grand, 35,000. What'll it be?
I'm going to stick with the 5,000.
What we came to the table with, that's perfect. £5,000 it is. Chaser?
Yes. And do you notice, by the way, how often seat one, once they've got through, suddenly how gung-ho they get for
yes,
everyone else?
They do, to be fair, yeah. Go on, get up. You can take it on. Go on, Bert. Go on. Thomas, for £5,000, the chase is on. Brilliant. Good luck, mate. Here comes your first question. Which of these wine regions is furthest north? Oh. A, Cava, B, Champagne, C, Prosecco. You've put Prosecco.
It's a bit of a stab in the dark. Cava, I have a feeling, is southern, but I don't know where I'm getting that from.
OK, let me tell you. Cava, Spanish, Champagne, French, Prosecco, Italy. Correct answer is... It's got to be really northern Italy. It's Champagne. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. He'll get this, so you know he's coming onto the table immediately. And does. OK. Here's your next question. In the film Apocalypse Now, the character played by which actor says, I love the smell of napalm in the morning? A, Marlon Brando. B, Robert Duvall. C, Martin Sheen. You've put Martin Sheen. I wouldn't know, I've never seen it.
Neither.
Correct answer is... It's Robert Duvall. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes right with Robert Duvall. Here's your next question. Which country was the first to win the Rugby Union World Cup twice? A, Australia. B, New Zealand. C, South Africa. rugby's not your thing either, is it?
And I know it's marked, which is more worrying.
You've put Australia.
And I'm starting to think it's South Africa, which is not good.
You've put Australia. Correct answer is this has to be right for us to stay in the game, Thomas. It's got to be right. Good luck. Oh, well played. Step close to home. Australia's right. Chaser has put. Yeah, it's all like they're all guessing well. That's good. They're all guessing finger. That'll do us.
Yes, Australia in 91 beating England and 99 beating France. South Africa in 95 beating New Zealand, 2007 beating England. New Zealand, the great chokers of the rugby world, won in 1987 and in 2011 won at home where they almost managed to lose it.
Wow. Here's your next question. According to a phrase, to show no mercy is to what? A, give no half, B, give no third, C, give no quarter. You've put give no quarter.
Not sure. Sounds like it could be right, but then so does give no half, so.
Correct answer is give no quarter is correct. Step close to home. Well done, Chase has put. Yeah. Chase is still one behind. Here's your next question. Which of these parties did Winston Churchill not represent in the House of Commons? A, Conservative, B, Liberal, C, Labour. You've put Labour.
I think around the time, Conservatives and Liberal were still the big parties.
Correct answer is... Yeah, we're moving along nicely. Step close home. Well done, Chase has put... Yeah, it goes also with Labour. Stays one behind. We're two from home. Here's your next question. In the Chinese calendar, 2015 is the year of which animal? A, goat, B, pig, C, tiger. Oh, we've got him on the rack here. We've got him, we've got him. You can't work it out. You've put goat.
Sure about that.
OK, correct answer is... Well played. Step close home, one away from home. Chase has put... We might catch him out now. But don't. He stays with us, one away.
Yeah, I know Dragon is 2000, and I work backwards or forwards from there, so, and it's a 12-year cycle.
One to go. Good luck. Here's your question. The first five books of the Bible are collectively known as the books of which prophet? A, Abraham, B, Moses, C, Elijah. You've put Abraham.
Alphabetically, it's first.
It is.
Rings a bell again, I should know this, but...
It's a guess.
A bit of a guess, yeah.
To go through with £5,000, the correct answer is... It's Moses, staying where you are. If the chaser has put Moses, you are out. Think he knows it?
Probably.
Chaser's put... Tough old run this has been, gotta say. Has been with us the whole way and saves us out one from home.
Told you it was weak on high culture.
Look, Thomas, I think you're a good player. Keep going with the old Classic FM. It's great, mate. I love it. All right, however, for you, right now you have been caught and the chase is over.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Cheers, Thomas. So, Thomas is no more, but Barbara is through to the final. We have £4,000 in the prize fund. Michelle is up after the break. Can she add to it? Or will she go the same way as Thomas? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next today's The Chaser, it's Michelle. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Hi.
From Hertfordshire?
I am, yes.
What do you do for a living?
I work in Birko for the NHS as an administrator.
OK. What do you do for your time off, to relax? What do you just relax?
In Berkhamsted, there's the 1930s Art Deco cinema. I like going there. It's beautiful and you can sit at a table and have a gin and tonic and some cheese and biscuits or something while you're watching the film, so that's great.
Yeah. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, in 21 years of being with my partner, we've never been away without the kids.
OK, where would you like to go?
Quite a big Dolly Parton fan, so maybe I'd like to go to Dollywood.
Michelle, are you ready?
I think so, yeah.
All right, we'll get you off to Hollywood and Dollywood. Good luck. Your time starts now. In technology, the at symbol has what letter inside an incomplete circle?
L.
A. Nitrous acid contains hydrogen, oxygen, and what other element?
Nitrogen.
Correct. Who played Captain Jack Aubrey in the film Master and Commander?
Russell Crowe.
Correct. In the BBC talent show, Jodie Prenger won what role in the musical Oliver?
Nancy.
Correct. What lion is the only character that appears in every Chronicles of Narnia book?
Aslan.
Correct. In 1905, the Anglo-Swiss condensed milk company merged with what food maker?
Pass.
Nestle. The resorts of Sheringham and Skegness are on the coast of what sea?
The North Sea.
Correct. In the sitcom Happy Days, what was Richie and Joni's surname?
Cunningham.
Correct. In 1959, which US Vice President made a historic visit to Moscow?
Pass.
Richard Nixon. Michelle, £6,000. Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Michelle.
Hello, Mark.
You're a hospital administrator.
Yes.
How do you send emails and not know what the at sign is? Do you still rely on snail mail or something?
Thrown. Confused.
Hey, listen, I didn't even get the question and it was in front of me. Let's put some money on the table. I thought you played well, actually, £6,000. I thought you was a good player. So, step close to home, we'll get you an offer of...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the old Beastie Boy, he will give you an offer of...
£46,000.
Big money, that Beastie Boy. Thank you. Have a chat with your team. David.
Michelle, I thought you played very, very well there. I tend to advise you to go for the six. Stay with that.
Absolutely. Barbara.
Thanks, David.
Yeah, I think you should stick with the six.
Yeah, thanks, Barbara.
You've earned it and bring it back.
Yeah. Thank you.
OK, let's face the table. £46,000. Michelle, what'll it be?
Well, it is tempting, that 46. But I'll stick with the six.
OK, sticking with the six it is, Beastie Boy.
Well, I'm almost tempted to let Michelle through because she's so slow. If she presses on the buzzer, she'll take 10 seconds to work the answer out. And I can just sit back going, game over.
To be fair, you were taking your time a bit, weren't you?
Well, I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
But I'm not nervous now.
No, good. Listen.
I'm fine now.
We're here. We're at the table. You ready? Good, let's do this, Michelle. For £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Actress Lynn Frederick was the fourth wife of which actor? A. Cary Grant. B. James Mason. C. Peter Sellers. You've put Peter Sellers.
Yes.
Right in your arena, that's fallen, isn't it?
Yes, I know that.
Correct answer is... Yeah, it's Peter Sellers. Step close to home. Well done. Chase has put. Goes right also with Peter Sellers. Here's your next question. Which hammer is designed to also remove nails from wood? A. Claw hammer. B. Lump hammer. C. MC hammer. You've put claw hammer.
Yes.
Are you sure not MC hammer?
I don't think it's him.
Well, I tell you what, he's been around my house a few times and I've said to him, remove them nails.
Surely you said to him, don't touch this.
Brilliant. Correct answer is... Brilliant. Yeah, claw hammer's right. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right also with claw hammer. Very good. Here's your next question. The variety of the American black bear, which has a reddish-brown coat, is called what? A, cinnamon bear. B, nutmeg bear. C, vanilla bear. You've put...
Never heard of it.
Cinnamon bear. Never heard of it.
Maybe, I don't know. Somewhere in the back of my mind, possibly.
Correct answer is... Well played, very good. Step close to home. Cinnamon Bear's right. Chase has put...
And I thought, when that came up, I thought, oh, it's Nutmeg Bear, because I've heard of it. Obviously, I was wrong.
Here's your next question. You're doing really well now. In 1470, Edward IV was forced into exile and replaced by which other king? A, Henry VI, B, Henry VII, C, Henry VIII. You've put Henry VI.
I know it's not Henry VIII, but I'm not sure.
Correct answer is... Well played, Henry VI it is. Set close to home, Chase has put. Also goes with Henry VI. £46,000.
Don't say that. I have not there yet.
And you'd have had three goes at it.
I'm not there yet.
If you get this right, you'd have had three goes at 46 grand.
Don't.
Barbara was the same. Exactly the same. They have off days. Here's your next one. Here's your question. Good luck. You are a good player. Snow, slab and rock are different types of what? A, avalanche. B, volcanic eruption. C, earthquake. You've put... avalanche.
That's a funny question.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
It's snow, avalanche, slab. Big slab of snow.
It can't be the others.
Can't be. So you've put avalanche. If avalanche is right, you're through with £6,000. The correct answer is... yes, it is. Well played. Very good indeed. Excellent. Romp time. Three goes at 46 grand. And you played well. You knew your stuff. Chaser.
It really had to be avalanche. It's the application of gravity whenever anything gets shaken loose and then catches anything else on the way down.
Well done you. Yes,
thank you.
Yeah, well played.
Thank you.
All right, Michelle, congratulations alongside Barbara. Two girls into the final. Love it.
Yeah.
All right. Two girls through and £10,000. What do you think?
Interesting. They both know a little bit. They're not quick. And there's some obvious gaps in their knowledge which David could help with.
Let's hope David can fill that knowledge, because David is up after the break. There's 10 grand in the prize fund. Will he add to it or will he take away?
No.
No, he won't, he says. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's David. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you very much, Bradley.
Last up out of the players, how are you feeling?
Well, quietly confident, shall we say.
Good. OK. You're from Huddersfield?
Huddersfield.
And you're a retired depot manager?
That's right, distribution depot manager.
OK, and what interests do you have now, then?
I love my quizzing.
Yes?
I love watching old films. I've always been interested in films of the 40s and 50s.
Favourite film?
Casablanca, followed closely by Citizen Kane, followed closely by It's a Wonderful Life.
OK, here's a question for you. Who played Carl in Casablanca? Head waiter, maitre d'. Who played Carl?
S.Z. Zackel.
Oh. Well, he's good. He's good. What was his nickname?
Cuddles.
Oh. Oh, you're good.
Can I go now?
All he needs is 15, 16 questions on this. We've cracked it. All right, brilliant stuff. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, I promised my wife that we would have our kitchen redesigned, and that's something she's looking forward to.
OK, good for you. David, what's your wife's name?
Patricia.
Right, let's get you and Patricia a new kitchen. Shall we do that?
Let's try.
Good luck, David. Your time starts now. The proverb acknowledging promptness with a reward is first come, first what?
Served.
Correct. Jersey issued a liberation penny to mark the end of German occupation in what war?
Second World War.
Correct. Which ex-Doctor Who star received a special award at the 2015 National TV Awards?
John Pertwee.
David Tennant. The Shakespeare Birthplace Trust is a charity based in what town?
Stratford-on-Avon.
Correct. A Pratt or Shelby knot is most commonly used to fasten what item of clothing?
Coat.
Tie. An altoist is a person who plays the alto version of what instrument?
Saxophone.
Correct. According to the title of their 1976 hit, what did the Wurzels drink?
Cider.
Correct. In the rhyme, what was the destination of the person who met a man with seven wives?
Pass.
St. Ives. The Satsuma Rebellion was a revolt by what group of... No time to get there for you, David. Not bad, though. £5,000. Are you disappointed?
Just a wee bit. Should have done better.
No, I thought... I think £5,000 was good. I think we could make a nice few quid at the table if you want to go for it. Are you ready?
OK, let's see.
Yeah, time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Of all the quiz joints in all the towns in all the world, you're about to walk out of mine.
Oh, no need for that.
We'll see.
Let's put some money on the table, £5,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chase will offer you...
I have to do this. Minus 1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
By Patricia, the kitchen of her dreams. £65,000.
Crikey. Have a chat with your girls. All right, Michelle.
Michelle.
I would say the 5,000, David. I think to go home with 5,000 each would be great.
I agree. Barbara?
Don't go for the minus, David. No, that's an insult.
No,
I think you can definitely do the 5,000. And as Michelle said, 5,000 each would be lovely.
Cracking sum of money, that. Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, £5,000 each. Really nice. Nice brown figures. It's all good. But 65,000 smackers, David.
It's tempting. It's very tempting. But that's where it goes. It stops there. I'll take the 5.
Thank you. 5 it is. Chaser?
I wonder if Patricia been in the audience, would she be going, take the 65!
All right, all right, yeah. I can have another unit there.
Yeah.
It's like a bigger fridge there. Yeah. OK, here we go. David, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here comes your first question. What was the title of Carly Simon's 1982 top 10 hit? A, who, B, what, C, why? You've put why.
Not absolutely sure. I was looking for another one to come up there.
Correct answer is why it is. Step close home. Well done. Chase has put. Yeah, it goes also with why. Comes onto the table. Here's next question. Which of these former Yugoslav republics is landlocked? A, Slovenia. B, Montenegro. C, Serbia. You've put Serbia.
Not absolutely sure. I get a bit lost with these Yugoslav republics.
The new states, yeah. Correct answer is... Well played, though. Step closer to home. Serbia's right. Chase has put... Yeah, also goes with Serbia. We're ticking along nicely.
Slovenia's up around Lake Bled by the northeast of Italy. It's the next one there.
Right.
Wasn't sure about Montenegro, but I knew Serbia was landlocked.
Thank you. Here's your next question. In 2013, who won the Harper's Bazaar Special Contribution to Fashion Award? A, Victoria Beckham. B, Mel Brown. C, Mel Chisholm. You've put Victoria Beckham. She's into fashion, isn't she?
Yeah.
Correct answer is... Yeah, it goes right. Victoria Beckham, step closer home. Chase has put... Yeah, it goes right with Victoria.
One of those questions that got a lot easier when you saw the options.
Here's next question. What is the only Steven Spielberg film to win the Best Picture Oscar? A, Lincoln. B, Saving Private Ryan. C, Schindler's List. You've put... Schindler's List.
Yeah, I think that's right. I don't think Lincoln won it.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Schindler's List is right. Chase has put... Goes also with Schindler's List. Remains the 3 behind, or 1 from home. All right, here we go. One more and we're through. Good luck. If you get this right, you'd have had 2 goes at 65 grand, David. Here's your question. Which of these is a type of paint finish between matte and glossy? A, seashell. B, eggshell. C, tortoiseshell. You've put eggshell. Game over.
I think so.
Yeah. Many a time
I've been doing the kitchen.
Yeah, many a time we've been covered in that, eh, Dave? That's for sure. In our days. Right, you've put eggshell to go through with £5,000. Correct answer is... Eggshell, of course, well played. Very good. Nicely played, David. Very confident. Very confident. Chaser?
Nothing I could have done.
Nope.
We will never know.
No, we'll never know.
65 would have been there.
Oh, David.
Never mind.
David, you'll have to... Oh, mate, if you get away with it...
No,
if you get away with it, you're going to have to hide. Tell Patricia not to watch the telly.
Yeah.
All right, mate. I wish you well. Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
No, my pleasure. My pleasure. My pleasure. No worries.
You could do.
Yeah, good. Played well.
Should have done it, shouldn't I?
Well done, David.
Thanks very much.
Strange enough, Thomas was the only one, really, who had a hard time of it.
This is a game of pressure, and I couldn't put those three under any pressure at all, so it was nice and easy.
However, David, Michelle and Barbara are through to the final chase. The total prize run is £15,000. That is £5,000 each. Now, is David going to get Patricia a new kitchen? Find out after the break. Welcome back. David, Michelle and Barbara have made it through to the final chase and there's £15,000 in the prize fund. That is £5,000 each. But what would you do with yours, Barbara? £5,000?
Probably a lot of it would go on the grandchildren, Bradley.
Brilliant. Yeah. All right, Michelle?
None of it on my children, Bradley. All on myself and my partner to go away and have a nice holiday.
Have a holiday. You've never had a holiday together, have you?
No.
No? Well, good luck. David?
Yeah, kitchen in eggshell.
Perfect. Good for you, mate. All right. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
B.
Set B has been selected. That means, of course, the beast gets set A. Three of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start on the chaser. And there it is. That's a big advantage. You've got to make that pay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. David, Michelle, Barbara, good luck. Your time starts... Now, in traditional fish and chips, what are the chips made from?
Barbara.
Potato.
Correct. Nana Moon was a character. What TV soap?
Michelle.
EastEnders.
Correct. D. And what other letter have a 2-point value in Scrabble?
Michelle.
Pass.
G. The July Cup horse race is run at what English racecourse?
Michelle.
Pass.
Newmarket. What state contains the northernmost point of the USA?
Barbara.
Alaska.
Correct. A poet, John Donne, was born during the reign of which queen?
Michelle.
Victoria.
Elizabeth I. What type of creature is a pollack?
Barbara.
Fish.
Correct. What was the first name of the French artist Poussin?
Michelle.
Pass.
Nicholas. Clifton's a famous area of what West Country city?
Barbara.
Bristol.
Correct. Which brothers star in the 1941 comedy film The Big Store?
David.
Marx Brothers.
Correct. Which poet edited The Wasteland for T.S. Eliot?
David.
Pass.
Ezra Pound. How many tennis Grand Slam tournaments are held in Europe?
Michelle.
One.
Two. 7 Minute Fit is an exercise DVD by which TV presenter?
Michelle.
David McCall.
Correct. Which of Homer and Marge Simpson's children is aged 8?
David.
Lisa.
Correct. The Cobb at Lyme Regis features in what Jane Austen novel?
Michelle.
The French Lieutenant.
Persuasion. Leo and what other star sign begin with the letter L?
Barbara.
Libra.
Correct. A corneal abrasion is a scratch on what sensory organ?
Michelle.
Pass.
I. The grouse shooting season in Britain ends in what month?
David.
August.
December. What country effectively took control of Tibet in 1951?
David.
China.
Correct. Instead of bones, a shark's skeleton is made of what?
Barbara.
Cartilage.
Correct. And what's 2/3 of 30?
Barbara.
20.
Correct. How is the cow described in a brand of spreadable cheese?
Michelle.
Laughing.
Correct. Who played the witch in the twi- Tried to cram them in for you. Tried to cram them in for you. 16. You know what? That's been a winning score pushbacks. Many times. We'll need pushbacks, David. You're right. OK, 16. Not bad. Time to bring back the chaser. Not bad.
Not bad. Interesting tactic, throwing away the questions quickly. I'm not sure if sometimes you might have taken that away from your colleagues or not. It's up in that dreaded banana skin zone, isn't it?
Now, remember, if the beast gets a question wrong and then the team get it right, they push him back one step. But at 16, you never know. That is the difference between winning and losing. It is now time for the final chase. Right, here we go. Chaser, your time starts Now, how many metres are there in 2 kilometres?
2,000.
Correct. This sitcom, 30 Rock, was mainly set in what American city?
New York.
Correct. Backward squares are filled in position in what sport?
Cricket.
Correct. Rocky Mountain Bighorn is a variety of what mammal?
Sheep.
Correct. The phrase hoi polloi comes from what ancient language?
Greek.
Correct. The Ards Peninsula is in what country of the UK?
England.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Now then, the Ards Peninsula is in which country of the UK?
I've not heard of it. Do you think it might be Northern Ireland? Because I've not heard of it.
Like Armagh.
Do you think it's Northern Ireland? Because I've not heard of it.
Ards. Like Armagh.
Go on.
Northern Ireland.
Is correct. Push the chaser back. 12 required. Well played.
One of those where you get the answer off a second after you say the wrong one.
You got it, yeah. Here we go. All right, chaser, your time starts again. Now, Monsters University is a prequel to what animated
Monsters,
film?
Inc.
Correct. What deep red fruit is also called a bounceberry?
Raspberry?
Stop the clock. That is wrong. What deep red fruit is also called a bounceberry?
What's the deepest red?
Plum?
Cherry or plum?
Cherry.
Cherry?
A little cherry?
Yeah, go on.
Do you
answer, please.
Cherry.
Is wrong. Correct answer is cranberry.
Oh.
Here we go. 11 to catch, 128 remaining. Your time starts again. Now, someone excited about the end of a job is said to be D-mob what?
Happy.
Correct. The Hindu Times was a number one for what Manchester band?
Oasis.
Correct. In what Washington building does the US Congress meet?
Capitol building.
Correct. So Good's a trademark of what fast food chain?
McDonald's.
Stop the clock. So Good is a trademark of what fast food chain?
KFC.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I don't think so. I can't think of any others.
What do you want to say?
KFC.
KFC?
Is correct. We push the chaser back. 9 required. Okay, here we go. Your time starts again. Now, on a standard UK plug, what wire is coloured brown?
Live.
Correct. In what country did Penelope Cruz begin her film career?
Spain.
Correct. Simon, Ralph and Piggy are characters in what novel?
Pass.
Stop the clock. Simon, Ralph and Piggy are characters in what novel?
Lord of the Flies.
Is correct. We push the chaser back. It's 8 now required to catch the team. Your time starts again now. Which footballer was the subject of the 2000 film Best?
George Best.
Correct. The medical abbreviation ABP stands for arterial blood what?
Pressure.
Correct. Trevor Howard played Dr. Alec Harvey in what classic film?
Brief Encounter.
Correct. Mark Twain grew up living by what great river?
Mississippi.
Correct. What kind of creature is a spotted nutcracker?
Bird.
Correct. Sid is a shortened version of what boy's name?
Sydney.
Correct. Skeet and trap are disciplines in what Olympic sport?
Shooting.
Correct. What Commonwealth country has the longest coastline?
Canada.
Correct. Okay, team, 4 opportunities to push back. 3 executed. Well played for that. However, caught with 19 seconds remaining. What was our target? 16 plus the 3, 19. Probably needed about 22.
Yeah.
But I have to say, it's been a fun show and I've really enjoyed my time with you. I really have.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed your day. Barbara?
Yeah, I have. Thank you.
Good.
It's been a lovely day.
Thank
Bradley.
You, Michelle.
Yes, I loved it. Thank you, Bradley.
And David?
It's been absolutely a brilliant day and it's a pleasure to see Masters doing what they do.
Well, that's very, very true. However, I have to take away the £15,000 and tell you that David, Michelle and Barbara, you have been caught and for you, the chase is finally over. Chaser?
That terrible thing where you read, was it Ralph Piggy and I know, it's the one about those boys on the island
yeah.
and the name just wouldn't come to me and you... You start getting worried you're getting old when you get those wrong. They literally had a senior moment live on air. Fortunately, 16 means you can generally get away with one or two duff ones, and I did.
Yeah.
But you put me under pressure there. Well played, guys.
There you are. So even the chaser can have a senior moment. But he still takes out my team with 19 seconds remaining. However, could you beat a chaser? Well, come and have a go. Sorry, senior moment. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
potato.